From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United Nations plans to begin aid deliveries today in hopes of reaching more than 150,000 Syrians as a ceasefire is in its third day. It began Saturday, and despite multiple claims of violations, the truce is largely held. Less than an hour before the deal went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the truce. UN Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says peace talks might resume on March 7th if the ceasefire holds. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and his allies have won 15 out of Tehran's 16 seats in an election for the country's important assembly of experts. Ohio State University scholar Alam Payan tells VOA the assembly is a very important body in the Iranian government.
The assembly of experts, there's a possibility that probably that Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, who was the former president long time ago, so probably about 15, 16 years ago, so he will probably replace Ayatollah Khamenei, who is now 76 years old. So that's one, which is the Assembly of the Experts, which is 88-member body.
Rafsanjani is known for his more progressive views. An unofficial tally show reformists and moderates winning many seats in the Iranian parliamentary election. Authorities in Somalia said today at least 30 people were killed in Sunday's double bomb attack by Al-Shabaab militants in the town of Baidoa. Attacks came 48 hours after two massive explosions killed 25, wounded 60 others in the capital Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for those bombings as well. They carry out frequent attacks in Somalia. This is VOA News.